Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. Sam's back with you. About 15 minutes shy of the hour, we'll head over to the phones as we speak with Republican Representative Rich Prell. Rich, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Hey, well, good. It's good to have you here on the air with us today and just kind of checking in things. How are between sessions as well?
Well, the topics are heating up. You know, the Transportation Task Force, our first meeting will be August Monday. And so that's going to kick off, and then we'll have another eight or nine meetings around the state between the 1st of September and the end of November. So it's going to be a busy fall.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's coming up here August the 6th, you said, correct?
August the 6th, and we're going to be meeting in Topeka. It's going to be our organizational meeting. And, you know, we'll be talking about, of course, introducing and trying to get acquainted with everybody on the task force. I'll be doing a task force overview, the background and overview of our agenda and upcoming meetings and that kind of thing. Speaking of the upcoming meetings, I can give you real quickly the dates. There may be a change or two that does happen, you know, before it happens, but we'll start with September, and we're going to be meeting in September the 6th in Salina. September the 12th in Wyandotte County, I believe, is Speedway. And on the 20th, we will meet in Newton. And then we go to October. On the 4th, we'll be in Pittsburgh. The 11th, will be in Garden City. The 18th, in Wichita. The 24th, in Hayes. And then we go to November. We'll meet on the 8th in Johnson County. And then on the 9th, in Manhattan, and then we'll finish up our work on the 28th and 29th of November, putting together all of the thoughts and the processes that took place in all the outlying meetings. So it's going to be a busy time.
Yeah, and I kind of like as well, you know, when it was initially started, it had been mentioned that you guys are going around the state to get a feel for it, and you really are. I mean, these meetings are scattered to the western side, to near the Capitol down here in southeastern Kansas, and you're really getting kind of a feel of everything that those areas would need.
We're really striving to do that, and, you know, one of the things that we did is we set it up so that we have to have one of the meetings, at least one of the meetings, in every KDOT district in the state, and so that makes us get out in all the areas, and so that's what we're striving to do, and we're really looking forward to the local people coming out and telling us what they're looking at, whether it's on roads or and highways or public transit, railroads, you know, airports. All of those things are involved in this, and so it's quite an undertaking, and it's going to be quite a process.
Yeah, speaking with Representative Rich Prell and joined by KGGF's Deborah Woodall. Deb, I know you had some questions for Rich as well.
Yeah, well, and I think the important thing to note, too, is often with these transportation committees and things, we tend to focus on highways, and it is important to know it is much more than just roads that are included in these packages.
Absolutely. And we encourage people, you know, with ideas and thoughts on, you know, public transportation, transit, you know, airports, railroads, you know, the main lines, the short lines. Of course, when we meet in Pittsburgh, I'm sure the short lines will be well represented there, and we sincerely hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing that's underway now that is not a part of what's being discussed by the task force is the Kellogg Project in Wichita.
Right.
How's that going?
It's going extremely well. I actually sit on the Kansas Turnpike Board, and so, you know, that is a partnership. That Kellogg Project is a partnership between the City of Wichita, KDOT, and the KTA, and we're all sharing in the cost, you know, everybody to their percentage of, you know, how it involves them. And, of course, ours is smaller on the turnpike because, you know, we're looking at a new interchange and some of that, and it takes some off-ramps and everything. I think we're spending in the neighborhood of $25 million, and the KDOT and Wichita are spending approximately $150 million. So, we're all involved, and we're working together. And that's really a positive thing when you can get different entities like that to work together and not be hiring attorneys to fight one another.
Yeah, and of course, fortunate for your group on the Turnpike Authority that you have the smaller piece of the puzzle.
We have the smaller piece of the puzzle, but we're heavily involved in it. Yesterday, I had a Turnpike meeting, and then after that, we toured that Kellogg project. They had a bus, and we were able to tour it all, and it's coming along extremely well, and if all goes as planned, I believe that project will be done well ahead of time.
Well, that'll be good news for everyone.
Yes, it will. Because, it is a problem right now. I mean, everybody is fighting the construction, and the traffic is horrendous in that particular area, so... Yeah, it will be nice when it's done, but it's not scheduled to be totally completed until 2022. But hopefully, it will be done significantly earlier than that.
Yeah, and that's going to be key for a lot of people from Southeast Kansas that travel into Wichita over that route.
Oh yes, it is. It will be really nice when that's done.
Yeah, and getting just from point A to point B in Wichita, being able to use the toll road, more effectively is going to help too.
Yes, it will. It has really affected our business on Kellogg, the toll booth there, because it's so hard right now to navigate it that our traffic is really down right there. We knew it would be, but. Sometimes the cost of progress is some delays, and so we're working through that.
Sometimes loss of a little bit of revenue has to be part of the price tag of doing business, I guess, huh?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, there.
It's gonna be so nice when it's done.
Yeah, absolutely. Progress as promised, right?
That's right.
Let's talk about some other stuff going on in the area. Of course, you're from over there in Parsons, Labette County, and you represent a portion of, Coffeyville as
right.
well. But the Labette County Fair is getting underway. The Montgomery County Fair is getting underway. And the Wilson County Fair also getting underway. And
Busy time, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's always a fun time, though, and I think county fairs are right up there with festivals in terms of favorite events for lawmakers to attend, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Been to the fair this week. Actually going down to the fair this morning. The Governor Collier is going to be there at 9:30 in Oswego. So I will go to that, and he'll just be there a short period of time. So I'll run down to that, and then actually our livestock auction in Labette County is this afternoon at 4 o'clock, so I'll be down there for that. Try to get over to Montgomery County Fair, and I doubt if I make the Wilson County one, but I am going to try to make the Montgomery County Fair.
Yeah. What were you, of course, you were heavily involved in your career. You're involved in agricultural banking as well. What do you, were you a 4-H'er?
I was not a 4-H'er. However, I was a county agent, and the first county that I was a county agent in, we were a 2-agent county, so we didn't have a 4-H agent. So we did... the home ec agent and I did the 4-H program and of course, had all the fair obligations. And then I was the county agent here in Labette County. I was the ag agent for 5 years, but still we had a 4-H agent, but I was heavily involved in the 4-H program and the fair and all the programs that the 4-H has.
Yeah. So given your background there, kind of what's your favorite fair event?
Oh, the livestock show.
You weren't expecting this question, were you?
No, I wasn't.
The livestock show, huh?
Yeah, the livestock show. I really enjoy watching that and enjoy watching the kids show their animals and of course, watching the judges go through and pick the winners, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's just really a great opportunity to watch those kids. And I'm amazed sometimes at how young those kids are when they're in the show ring and the knowledge they have.
Yes. They're showmen at 10 years old, a lot of them.
Yeah, and even younger, it seems.
Even younger than that. But some of them are pretty proficient by the time they're 10.
Yeah, and I guess there's always the premium auction. Do you take part in that?
I always do. Yes, I do as a banker, and then I always do as a legislator too.
Okay. Well, what's your eye on this year?
I don't know. Actually, the list is laying on my desk, and I'm going to have to go through it today before the auction. I see that there are 138 animals that they're going to sell tonight, so it'll be a long one.
Yeah, you'll be able to find something you can put some bids on, I'm assuming.
Hopefully I can afford, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Representative Rich Prell, we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us this morning. We also really appreciate your involvement in our community and events here in Southeast Kansas.
Oh, that's the real fun part of the legislative job, is being involved in the events. You know, one that's coming up is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and I always enjoy the parade and going to that event that evening and have the watermelon feed and everything. So I do. I try to get to the different communities and let them know I'm there and I'm supportive of them, and that, hey, that's an opportunity for them to come up and say, hey, I've got a problem with this, or what are you guys thinking about some other issue? And so I appreciate their input.
All right. Representative Rich Prell, Republican from Parsons, with us this morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.